Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
You can see there's an area that has been cordoned off. There's, you know, police tape, do not cross. You can see there's a bunch of police cars, ambulances, and vehicles marked Audubon Zoo.
Ah, I walk up to the cop. Let me guess, Tiger.
Do you know something, sir?
Maybe.
He gestures at a few other police officers come over. We'd like you to have a conversation with us.
Are you Huma Police?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Been here about an hour and a half at this point.
Damn. Something real good must have happened about half an hour before you got here.
We have the bodies here of, certainly enough, a zebra, an orangutan.
A zebra. I knew that's what that other one was.
A hyena and the poor boy as well. We heard that there was a tiger, but we were not in time to apprehend it.
Well, that's fun.
What do you know about what's happening here, sir?
I can show you. I take my phone out.
Uh-huh.
And I Google Life of Pi book.
And you show him that?
I show him that.
So what are you trying to imply here?
Have you read The Life of Pi or seen the film by Ang Lee?
I saw the movie with my daughter.
And?
What are you saying someone's recreating the book here? How exactly did they acquire these animals?
I mean, that's your job. I'm not interested in that.
Well, you seem to know something, sir. You walk up here, you seem to already know what's happening.
I point to the book again. I'm sorry, but it just looks like that boy is the boy from the novel. The boat is the boat, and animal control implies that there are animals here.
Do you or do you not know something about what's happening here?
That depends.
He immediately appears to be getting tired with you. So we can have this conversation here, or we can have this conversation at the station. Where would you prefer to have it?
No, that'll take me out of town. It's too far away. Although my car might be there.
Maybe
I do have to talk to Dr. LeBlanc.
Are you trying to make yourself seem crazy?
No.
Because you are. I guess I'll roll for him then.
I've been in town for 3 days. I don't know if any of you know me, but I do some consulting with the FBI on some unusual cases. That the man in the Huma Hospital whose spleen may or may not contain scripture.
Has he heard of that?
Are there any other officers or just this guy?
No, two other officers are standing near you now. The police officer looks at you and he says, I heard about that. All right then, so you work with law enforcement?
Occasionally, yes. I'm usually called in to help unpack particularly, well, this.
He looks over his shoulder and looks back at you. All right. The conversation is immediately changed. Rather than being a person of interest, he now sees you more as a potential resource.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any assistance you can render in this case, we're honestly quite baffled as to all this. The young man, he does not seem quite forthcoming with information.
No, I suspect if you ask him, he was on a boat to America, and the boat sank, and then he's been living on a lifeboat with the plot
so
of the film.
So you think he thinks he's the boy from Life of Pi?
Can I let you in on a secret, officer?
Sure.
I think he is the boy from the Life of Pi.
Okay, the conversation's taken another turn. All right, Dan. I see the sort of consultant I'm sure you do. He, you've gone from potential suspect to
resource
to crazy person.
Yeah, not good. That's the journey Heracles wants to be on.
The police officer is no longer interested in you. He will make pleasant conversation, but he doesn't bother with you much.
Did you get called out yesterday for a car accident in town? Old car, 1920s. Some Bonnie and Clyde would have driven around in.
No, we did not. Not to my memory.
Wait, did they not call the cops about that car accident?
Might not have. Who's going to call the cops around here?
A man died recently. Died, was found stark raving mad at a party here. Paramedics were called from Hooma Hospital. That's how I heard about the weird things going on in this town anyway. You might have heard about it. He claimed he'd murdered someone.
Are you talking about the bodies going missing at the medical center?
The Melton.
I haven't heard about any Melton. I've heard a bunch of bodies went missing from the medical center.
Well, I guess so. Do you have any idea what caused this?
Well, right now we're operating on the assumption that it was illegal animal smuggling.
And the boy?
We're not sure how he's connected with it, but he must know something.
Is the Reverend here?
Well, he's not here, but you presume he must be in town.
The boy, he just keeps talking about how he's a character from a novel, correct?
He doesn't talk much, to be honest, and what he does talk is not English.
Do I speak Hindi?
I think you have a specialty in languages.
I certainly do.
But I think that means that you, I would say that you could roll to pick up bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'd properly be able to have a conversation with him.
No, that's fine. Right. I was going to suggest maybe taking him to speak with the Reverend to maybe get some more information out of him. There's a church out the road there. He's pretty calm, pretty measured, reasonable guy. Might be willing to talk to somebody who, I don't know, isn't dressed like you, perhaps.
The police officer, you're a crazy person. He's not interested. He just shakes his head and says, sir, if you don't have anything, if you're not a witness here to give a statement, I'd prefer it if you moved along.
Well, all right then. Where are the zoo people?
They're behind the police line.
Are they coming up back to their cars anytime soon, Adam?
They are currently.
Yeah, great. I'm going to go. All right. Have a lovely day, officer. Does he have a name?
Jennings.
Officer Jennings.
As you walk over to where the... Oh, yeah, good roll. Three successes, two re-rolls. Three successes in the end, but that's fine. As you walk over to the zookeepers, you briefly step into the... You're on Main Street, the largest, most built-up street in Sabineville. You step into the gutter of that street. You splash. It's always a bit wet around here because the river's right here. The bayou is right on the other side. So it's, there's always a bit of moisture. So you're not unsurprised when you step into the gutter and there's water in the gutter.
Yeah.
But when you step, when you continue, you feel your foot suction to the ground for a sec and then come away. You turn around, look down, you see a sewer grate. There is liquid coming out of the sewer grate. There is globules of green in the water, and you can see the sewer grate is stuffed so full of grass, it's spilling out.
I have to investigate this, Adam. I get down and I have a look. Does it match the goo that I found myself covered in? Does it smell like grave dirt?
It does.
What's the grass? I take a blade of grass.
It's grass.
Does it smell like grave dirt too?
It has a slight odor of grave dirt.
I grab a glob of the goo.
Okay, as soon as you're holding it, you can tell that it's getting smaller and smaller. You think it's seeping through your fingers, but you realize you are absorbing it.
I pour out the green smoothie.
All right, you do that.
I fill the green smoothie cup with some goo. Mm-hmm. What happens? Is it absorbed into the cup?
It doesn't absorb into the cup, no.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, you recover. How much lethal do you have?
I think I've got three left.
You recover all 3 points of lethal and 2 points of willpower.
Do I just feel better, Adam?
You feel so much better. You immediately can tell that you are healthier and halier. Then?
Stupid man, it wasn't lard at all. It's goo.
You look at your hand, the hand where you stabbed yourself yesterday. You realize that the wound has appeared. The wound's there again. And then you realize it's not a wound. All right. It's a weird thing for Heracles.
Okay.
You get a new sensation.
Yes.
You can tell in your hand it is closed. You can open it if you want. That's all. I don't know how to describe it other than Heracles understands that the wound is closed and you can open it if you want.
I open it, Adam.
You get a second vision, as in your regular two eyes, and then you can see through the eye in your hand, Heracles.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Heracles just goes, huh. Huh. I close the eye in my hand.
You close. It's not a wound. It's an eyelid. It yep. closes.
I open it again.
You open it again.
Ah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Your eye smells of grave dirt.
What the fuck, man? I close the eye in my hand, uh-huh. put my hand in my pocket.
Okay, that's a good idea, I think.
That's for later. Not now. There's a part of Heracles that is like horrified. There's a part of Heracles that is like teetering on the brink of maybe like just losing his shit completely. He's died. He's come back. He's seen an eye. There is a bigger part, Adam, that is very excited. This is very interesting. I take the smoothie of goo and I walk over to the animal under the tarp.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's behind the police line.
Are they bringing it up towards their car still?
Yeah, but their cars are behind the police line.
That defeats what I was going to try and do.
You were going to try and give the dead animal some goo.
Yeah, I was. Are there any bugs around?
I mean, you could search for one.
Yeah, I'll find a little critter.
What is, I guess, your survival 1 plus wits 2, 3? That's one success. You find, I don't know, a ladybug, let's say.
I squish the ladybug, but I try to like not fuck it up completely.
Okay.
And then I drop it in the smoothie.
Okay, you drop it in the smoothie.
Yes.
The ladybug, it takes a couple seconds, but you see cracked its carapace.
Yeah.
You see the carapace reform, solidify, and then the ladybird's wings open and it tries to fly away. Takes a second as it's trying to struggle out of the goo. You realize very quickly it's getting bigger. In the space of like 10 seconds, the ladybug has doubled in size and it has twice the number of legs.
Can I pull it out before it flies out?
You can, yes.
What happens now? Does it stop growing?
It doesn't stop immediately, but yes, it does eventually stop growing after it has grown a third head.
How big is it now?
If a ladybug is, I don't know, how big's a normal ladybug?
They're quite small.
But the size of, the pin of the head of a pencil.
Yep.
If it started out at about that big, it is currently about as big as a thumbnail.
Oh, it's grown.
Yeah.
It's got extra legs and three heads. Is it super aggressive now or?
It's hard to tell. It seems to be pretty fucked up. When it opens its wings, you see that it has a third wing now and it tries to fly away, but it's flying away at a fucked up angle.
I think I need to go back to the hospital. I just kind of like flick the ladybug. No, I do not. There's no way Heracles flicks that thing away. That's what Tom would do. I go to the car with the ladybug and the smoothie.
You might want to write down that you have a cup full of Odic Force.
Oh yeah, no. I will. As I'm going to the car, Rockenberg, you idiot. He thought it was lard. It was viscous goo. You moron. You absolute buffoon. You really were in the other two-thirds. Goo cup, ladybird freak.
Almost as soon. Oh, wait, you're driving back, right?
When I'm going back to the car.
Okay, yeah, you go back to the car, sure.
Nothing else happens, nothing goes wrong.
No, not unless you're making trouble.
Is the goo still pulsating out of that sewer grate?
Little globules of it, yeah, every now and then spit themselves out.
I put the ladybug on the counter of the car and, like, break off a bit of, like, muesli bar that's in there and put it in front of it, and I'm like, I'll be back. I have to check on something. I go to leave the smoothie cup there, look at the ladybug, take the smoothie cup with me again. I go to the sewer grate, and I'm just going to, like, poke around, pull on the grass. Does anything come out?
It's pretty wedged in there. I'd make that a straight-up strength check to try and tear anything out. It's
actually
rooted.
I'd like to change. If it feels like it's in there, I look around, mm-hmm. I take my hand out of my pocket. Can I get my hand into the sewer? Like,
in there at all?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I open my eye.
You see just thick, it's so thick you might as well be in the jungle in the grate. The sewer is overflowing with grass, with plant life.
Is there a manhole somewhere here?
You look around, you can see a manhole. Wouldn't be too far away, yeah. Although you might arouse suspicion while opening it.
Yeah. Do you know who'd be able to get me into a sewer, Adam? I think Brains.
Maybe.
I think it's time to visit my friend Brains.
You walk back to, unfortunately you get no successes, so you walk back to your car, and as you're unlocking the door, you just are aware, you're aware enough that a vehicle is pulled up behind you. Where's the cup?
I'm holding my smoothie cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to make a straight up stamina check. You feel something press in between your shoulder blades, and then it feels like your nervous system is writhing with electricity, and then you have enough wherewithal to realize you're being tased.
Is it a cop?
It's not a cop. You lose all control of your body, fall backwards, and are caught by Frankie. You look up into his face.
Well, I thought you'd be coming by the hotel.
That's what you want to say, but what are you actually
saying? The hotel.
Because you just got tased. Frankie looks down at you and smiles and says, "Let's have a chat." You are dragged into the back of his pickup truck and they drive away with you. Now, very quickly.
Yes.
I also am going to make a separate resolve roll for what you do. Stamina roll, sorry. No, actually, I'll make it resolve. One less die, but it feels more thematic.
So I drop the cup.
Well, I'm about to roll to see what happens.
Oh, no.
What would you like to do with the cup when you get tased?
Oh,
what would you like to do?
Did I drop it or?
Well, you can determine what you do with the cup.
Can I hold on to it? No.
You can hold on to it. No, I'll allow that.
Yeah, I'm holding on to the cup.
All right. You actually failed the roll, so you don't do that.
What?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What the fuck? So, man, if I said I want to drop it at him, you'd be like,
You hold on to it.
I drop it.
You do, yes. You drop the cup, it lands in front of the car. Like I said, you get thrown into the back of the pickup truck. They drive away.
So I know where this spot is, so I can come back here.
Absolutely, yes. You are, Frankie gets into the front of the truck, and you can see just, you're still kind of regaining control of your body. You can see there's another guy in the front of the truck. Then there are four people in addition to you in the back of the truck. All of them look like muscle. One of them has the cattle prod that you got hit with, and he's just holding it in front of your face as they drive, kind of menacingly.
I'm not going to move again. You tased me already. Hey, Frankie, you want to make sure your grandmother gets her car back at least?
Don't worry about her. Don't worry about her a minute. You realize you're being taken once again to Crescent Mills?
Yep.
They pull up at... Are you resisting?
No, I'm just sitting in the car. I'm talking, because Adam... Sure. That's what Heracles does.
So I guess you're mad at me that Brains shot your guys, even though you were going to shoot me. And I think they only shot you because you attempted to shoot me. And I didn't actually know that they were there to come and do anything.
Mad? No, 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 no. He turns around. The pickup truck has no back glass. So he's able to just put his arm over it and look back at you. No, mad, that at first, yeah, I was furious. I wanted to take your damn head off. But
somebody beat you to it?
No. I saw you got into the school. Brains likes you.
Oh, is this one of those things where you think I'm going to do you a favor?
Well, Heracles, can I call you Heracles?
Sure.
I feel like we can do each other a favor.
You better have one heck of a favor for me, then.
Oh, I'm sure you'll appreciate it, he says.
I hate this, Adam, because I know I will.
The truck pulls into Crescent Mills. There are two more goons who open the gate and then close it as the truck comes through. You can see Crescent Mills is kind of tooled out right now.
Okay, war.
Yeah, you spot like at least 12 guns in total.
Huh. All this for me.
No. This is a whole thing.
Not out there. In here. You needed 4 guys to take me on.
Well, I just had to be sure. You know, Evangeline, she has her little feelers, her little fingers. He does a big hand, like the one I'm doing. Yep. He does a big hand gesture.
I've closed my eye, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Good. Probably for the best. She's got her fingers in a lot of pies. I didn't know if she was having you followed or not. And I know you're staying with that bitch, Sinclair. But
oh, I wouldn't say I'm staying with her. I'm above her. And she has said, quote unquote, if I get in her way again, I will be just clothes.
Well, that's good. That's good. You want her dead. I want her dead.
No, I don't think that's what I said.
You want her dead and I want her dead. It's synergistic, he says. You are walking.
That's your word of the day, Frankie.
You're walking through the mills. He turns back to you and says, word of the day? What's that?
You know what, Frankie? It would be wasted on you.
You get into that boss, the overseer's room that you were in previously.
Did you know there was a heart under the floorboards in here?
No, I didn't. But I have seen that someone tore them up, he says.
Yeah, that was me. I'd
apologize. Anyway, you want a bump?
Cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm a green smoothie guy.
It's good, though. That's pure shit.
I look him dead in the eyes and say, unfortunately, Frankie, I'm high on a drug called life.
Life. Cocaine is better, I promise. But that's neither here nor there. Take a seat, he says, gesturing in front of him. You could see Frankie, obviously.
This is a different meeting.
Yeah, Frankie is a different man than when you last saw him.
He wants to be my friend, maybe. That's worse.
Well, you don't think he wants to. Well, he just seems chaotic.
He's being friendly.
He just seems crazy right now.
Yeah, good.
Look, I've seen. It's been a wild few days for the both of us, I assume. You've hung out with Brains a bit. I have been kind of on the lam a little bit then. You know, tried to take the fight to her. Didn't work out. I tried to contact Miss Sinclair. That really didn't work out. You'd think that dumb bitch would want to work with anyone who wants to knock out Sinclair, especially if that person wants to work with them. But it turns out Bismarck just fucking wants the entire town for themselves. And that's rude. That's not sharing. Sharing is caring.
Have you ever
did you say you don't have cocaine?
I'm not into it, no.
Heroin.
I'm Heracles.
Heracles, heroin, it's synergistic.
No, my only vice is the occasional cigarette, but I haven't smoked for a long time. Well, not a long time, but I try to avoid smoking.
He takes out a packet of cigarettes. Have one.
Heracles has a cigarette. It's been a big 24 hours, Adam. It's really good. Can I just rewind a little bit just so I can get the full picture of what's happening here?
Yeah, please.
You retaliated against Evangeline.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out for you.
Yeah, he's pouring himself some bourbon.
It is not even 10.
No.
And then you went off to Miss Sinclair. I believe you probably met her hitman friend.
I didn't meet him. A few of my guys met him. And then also the hired mercs that she has.
Yeah, where are they from?
I don't know. I don't know these people.
So you went to her
but
and you said...
But the bayou right now is fucking thick with them.
So you went to her and said, hey, let's kill Evangeline together, and she was not interested in that. Have you considered going to Evangeline?
Well, see, me and Evangeline, we don't get along very well on account of how I shot her twice in the gut.
When was this?
Probably the day The same night that you and her first met.
But she was far. Son
That's
of a...
my point.
Heracles immediately stands up.
She was fine. She was fine.
Look at him. Frankie turns to one of his hired muscles. Look at this guy. I love this guy.
Just instead of earlier, Heracles had been smoking the cigarette in a way that he was enjoying it, but very relaxed. Pinched between the middle and index finger.
Sure.
Classic smoker's pose.
Yes.
Now I'm smoking it like Matthew McConaughey in that meme. Just pinched, just the longest drag you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Frankie's impressed. Didn't know I had the lung capacity. I don't. Smoke one, it's gone. I immediately light a second one.
Evangeline has the odic force.
What? What's the odic force?
That's how I wasn't injured. It wasn't the majesty. It wasn't anything to do with the town.
Heracles.
It's the goo. She's got Heracles. The goo. I need to go back from where you picked me up.
What's the odic force first?
I don't have time for this.
Oh, no. Frankie reaches into his desk, pulls out a revolver that's frankly comically sized, sets it down in front of himself and says, no, Heracles, let me tell you, you only have time for this.
I sit down, the most reluctant sit down of all time. It's very clear that the gun hasn't made me sit down, it's the predicament has made me sit down.
Sure.
She has the odic force. She has the power to heal all wounds. You shot her in the gut. I got shot in the gut. Look at this. I lift up my shirt. There's nothing there. No bullet holes at all. You put two in here.
Now, that is interesting indeed. Are you also a werewolf?
A what?
A werewolf. Don't fuck with me, buddy.
A werewolf.
Evangeline Brains LeFleu. I put three, four maybe. I don't even remember this point. I put a lot of lead in her chest, and then she tears her fucking clothes off, turns into a fucking wolf, and tears a bunch of my guys apart.
Oh. I take another cigarette. You know what, Adam? I'm going to do a line. No. Heracles takes another cigarette. Oh, that's not what I thought at all. Werewolf.
You're going to tell me exactly what the fuck's going on and how I kill that bitch. And here's the part. Here's what you get out of it. Or I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your little FBI friend. I'm going to kill just a bunch of people around town. And then who knows from there?
Somebody already tried to do that to me in the last 24 hours.
The back of the Crescent Mills erupts in gunfire. Frankie looks over in that direction. What the fuck is that now? You stay here. He turns around to one of the goons. You stay with him, the rest of you with me. All of them get up and exit that same back door that he left the first night.
I'm smoking and thinking, so she doesn't have the odic force. Or maybe she does have the odic force. Or she's a werewolf. Heracles' experience with werewolves is, he's met them.
Sure.
He has met one.
You have met one, yeah.
Yeah, and I would know what they are.
Yeah, you're not sure the exact nature of these things, but you have some understanding that werewolves consider themselves, or perhaps ordained by the universe, to be kind of protectors of the world of mortal men and the supernatural.
So she's a werewolf and she has the odic force? Would that make sense to you?
The guy looks at you with a quizzical expression, and you see his knuckles tighten around like a little Uzi he has.
Don't shoot me. That'd be boring. So she turned into a werewolf. Did you see this wolf happen, this transformation of Miss...
He nods slowly.
Right. What's going on out there?
He looks nervously over at the door. Neither of you can see anything yet, but you can hear it. Something heavy. The gunfire has kind of died down, and you can hear screaming. Someone screaming in pain outside. You're not sure exactly what's happening. Like I said, you can't see anything, but you can hear something heavy moving towards the door.
Tell me, friend, you ever read a book called The Life of Pa?
At about that moment, the door, it was slightly ajar before, the door is just pushed open and a tiger stalks its way inside.
Richard Parker.
The tiger makes a huffing noise. You can see all down one side, there's bullet wounds oozing with blood. The tiger is quite clearly hurt, but you can also see that several of those wounds are beginning to rapidly close before your eyes. We're going to go to initiative.
Oh, I want to test something before we go to initiative, Adam. I want to stab myself again.
Heracles, you are first.
Adam, is there something I could try to stab myself? All right, was he cutting the coke with like a razor blade?
Sure, yeah.
Great. He feels mad enough to do that.
Yeah.
Or a knife or something.
Maybe there's like a flip knife, a butterfly knife stuck into the desk.
Yeah, I pull the knife out.
Uh-huh.
Does the guard, he's tiger.
Pretty concerned with the tiger, if I'm being honest.
I nick the top, like just a nick on my finger on my other hand, my right hand.
You begin bleeding.
Yep.
Nothing else happens immediately.
Okay.
You can, if you want, while still paying attention to that, you could get up and leave.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna leave immediately.
All right, you run out the that door that you came in.
No, I go the other door.
The back door.
The tiger's in that door.
It's the yes.
Can I go around the other side from the door I came in, or no?
So you scarper out into the mill area, and then you start making your way towards the front door. You hear a burst of machine gun noise and a scream. And then nothing. It's your turn, Heracles. You make it to the front door. You hear the door that you hear the other end of the building.
Yeah. Is my finger still bleeding, Adam?
Yes. Do you want to look over your shoulder for a second?
No, I turn around.
You turn around?
Yeah.
You see a tiger sprinting towards you, dude.
I don't know. Maybe this will do nothing. I just hold my left hand out and open my third eye. What does the tiger do?
It makes no change.
Okay.
It looks like it's coming straight for you.
Is the finger still bleeding?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I go to get out the door.
Well, unfortunately, you delayed, and now there's not enough time, and now a tiger's about to jump on you.
No, this all happened in 0.2 of a second.
You hear the door open behind you, and you feel someone grab you from outside and drag you out of the building and then slam the door shut behind you. You see these big, heavy metal doors clunk, break inward, or outward, I should say, sorry. They break towards you, but don't completely give way. You can hear through the gaps, you could see the tiger clawing, trying to reach through at you, but realizing it can't force its way out, it gives up, pulls its paw back, and then slinks away.
Huh. I turn around, who pulled me out?
Rowdy Wilson.
Well, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
What the hell are you doing here?
You read La Fapa.
We need to get out of here.
Why?
Because those goons are going to be back.
Oh.
You armed?
I've got the butterfly knife. I held up the butterfly knife.
With a gun.
I don't have a gun.
Have you ever heard the expression?
Of course I've heard the expression, Rowdy.
We got to go.
I don't own a gun.
Okay, we got to go.
All right. Why are you here? I thought you were going back to
Hoomer. I got your car.
That's so kind of you, Router Wilson.
There he is! You see goons.
All right, let's go, Rowdy. Let's go. Oh, man.
There's gunfire now.
No, there's not. We're leaving. Adam, we were walking. We were leaving.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.